ANTI Commission Chairman John Renfroe addresses concerns about revaluation.
The biggest question that I hear from people about reval is that they are extremely concerned that the way land has sold in Yancey County for the last few years, that their property values are going to go so high that they're not going to be able to pay their taxes. And I wish once more to remind folks that they can put this property in use values, which means that they will pay not so much on what the property is worth now, but on what is being used for. And this would include the agricultural use values, the forestry, and the horticultural. If these lands are placed in these categories, their values will be far lower than they would be otherwise, and your taxes will be far less than they would be if you don't do this. So once again, I encourage everyone, when you come for your informal appeals, or for that matter, your appeals to the Board of Equalization Review, be sure to find out whether you qualify for these exemptions. Also, there's an elderly and disabled exemption, and be sure to ask about those because those will deduct a large percentage of your tax values as well. So even if your tax value looks high, or your appraisal looks very high, there are ways to get around this, and we don't want anyone to feel that they can't keep their property because their taxes may be too high. The people who will see the largest increases in their property tax values would be those folks who have property that is ideal for development. This would include waterfront properties, ridgetops, fairly easily accessible property that is available for development or that would be good for development, and those are the ones who are going to see the biggest increases. There again, use values could be applied to these same properties as long as they are not in development. So please keep that in mind when you come to talk to the either ENR or to the or for your informal appeal.
ANTI Commission Chairman John Renfroe. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.